This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Shaitan ar-Rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman yaliqani bi maqami amiril anbiya'i wa imamil mursalin. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا ايها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 73 and 74. Surah Al-Hajj, 73 and 74. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind. O mankind, duriba mathalun, fastami'u lah. An example has been made. So listen up. Ya Allah is speaking to mankind. And what is the example? إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا. Indeed, those you invoke besides Allah will never be able to create as much as a fly. As much as a fly. Have you noticed there's been a lot of flies this summer? Kloonvlieë en nogal onbeskof. I always used to think that the flies in Cape Town have manners because they don't sit so much on your face. I mean, I've been to some places where they just sit on your face. I just see a lot of flies. Agreed? Right. Every time you see a fly, I want you to think of this example. That those that you invoke, Allah speaking to the kuffar, of course, the disbelievers, those who the disbelievers invoke besides Allah cannot even create a fly. And then he says, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ Even if they had to all gather together for that purpose. Even if they all had to gather together for that purpose. Now, some of the Mufassirin, they say this is referring to the false gods. Some say this is referring to mankind themselves. That if the whole of mankind had to come together, they wouldn't even be able to create a fly. Imagine that, with all the technology, with all the academia, with all the rocket scientists, they cannot and will never be able to create a fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِن يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ And if the fly takes something away from them, they will never be able to get it back from the fly. But now the clever guy says, but what happens if I catch the fly? And then I dissect the fly. Can't I get that morsel that he stole from me? Can't I get it out of his belly? The answer is scientifically, abadan. Never. Why? Because a fly has got almost like a straw in its mouth. And what it does with that straw is it uses an acid to dissolve its food. and then it drinks that food, that morsel that has dissolved with that acid, it drinks it up through that straw. So even if you had to catch the fly and dissect it, khalas, that morsel that the fly took away from us, we can never get it back. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Weak are the pursuer and the pursued. Weak are the pursuer, meaning us. We're pursuing the fly. You know what the word dhubab actually means in Arabic? ذَبَّ يَذُبُّ, which literally means to swat. His main purpose is to irritate us and to convince us with certainty that we are absolutely incapable of doing anything except by the express permission and power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in the very next verse, مَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They did not estimate Allah with the due estimation that He deserves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. Indeed Allah, He is the all-powerful, exalted in might. And that we learn through what? Through the fly. Through the fly we are reminded of our weakness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of our dependence and the independence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of our incapability and the all-capable nature of Jalla fi'ula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, Jamaatul Muslimin, I haven't come here to give you a long lecture. I know it's bayavaram. Khafalaka bayavaram. Wa naru jahannama ashaddu harra. And as Allah says in the Quran, and the fear from jahannam is nog warma. Actual fact, in some riwayat, the fire of jahannam is 70 times hotter than the fire of the dunya. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. So I'm here today to only do one thing, and that is for us to turn to Allah. Inshallah, we're going to 2 o'clock, we're going to tune in, and we're going to wait for the qarar from the ICJ as to whether they are going to issue provisional measures. We don't put our trust in them. Not in them, nor in the United Nations, nor in anyone or anything. Only in Allah. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Indeed, the believers, the true believers, may Allah make us of them. May Allah make us of them. May Allah make us of them. Without any exception, the true believers, they are those that when the name of Allah is taken, their hearts tremble. And if the verses of Allah are recited to them, they increase in faith and they put their trust in who? In Allah and the United Nations? In Allah and the International Court of Justice? In Allah and the South African government maybe? For the good work that they've done taking the case to the ICJ? La wallah. They put their trust wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. The predicate is brought in front, in this case, or in actual fact, this is the object, is brought in front of the verb and the doer for a specific reason, for restriction. Just like we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. We don't normally speak like that. I don't say, you I saw at KC yesterday, although I didn't see you. What do we say? We say, I saw you. رَأَيْتُكَ or رَأَيْتُ إِيَّاكَ. Both is correct. But I don't say إِيَّاكَ رَأَيْتُ, you I saw, except if I want to restrict the meaning. And that is to say إِيَّاكَ وَحْدَكَ رَأَيْتُ, you and you alone I saw. And that is why we recite 17 times a day إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Thee alone, meaning you and you alone, do we worship, Ya Allah. And from thee and thee alone do we ask for help. Why? Because Allah is the only one that can help us. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. He with no other, with no partner, with no helper besides Him. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. And that's why we are turning to Allah today. And we are seeking the help of Allah. And we are seeking it with yaqeen. We are seeking it with certainty. Knowing that He is إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful, the exalted in might. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. He creates whatever He wants and He chooses. So we make that dua with certainty. أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Authentic hadith. Some of the muhaddithun, they say, Hassan, it's a fair hadith, but this hadith, subhanAllah, is so important. Pray to Allah and you are assured of His answer. In other words, when you ask Him, you ask Him and you are conscious of what you are asking and the fact that He can answer you, that He can fulfill that request and answer that dua. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَاءَ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ. Because Allah doesn't accept the dua from an unconscious, heedless, frivolous heart. When you make dua, we must mean it. And you must believe that Allah hears our dua. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي كَمِّلْ أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, pray to me, I will answer your prayer. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. مَا فِي وَاسِطَةٍ. You know, in the Arab world, if you want to get anything right, you need the big W. Shaykh Ahmad knows what I'm speaking about. The big W, the wasita. You need a middleman. Organize. You know, not backdoor, but you need a middleman. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, there's no middleman. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And thee alone do we ask for help. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. فَقُلْ. فَقُلْ. In all the other verses, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They ask you about this, they ask you about that, they ask you about this, they ask you about that. قُلْ. Tell them, except in this verse, that if they, my servants, if they ask you about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not tell them I'm near, indeed I am near. I answer the prayer of the one who is praying. Do we need any more than that? La wallah. So after more than 110 days of slaughter, of bloodlust, of dehumanization, of humiliation, of mockery, of ethnic cleansing, of starvation, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today with a beautiful dua. In fact, the dua that my neighbor sent me, I saw him sitting here, Brother Yusuf, Jazakallah khairan. In fact, the person who wrote the dua, Sheikh Muhammad Ratib Nablusi, I had the honor of sitting in his classes in Masjid Abdul Ghani Nablusi, one of his ancestors, in Damascus. Sheikh Muhammad Ratib Nablusi. He's written a beautiful dua for us to make on this day. Wallahi, no matter what the result is going to be at 2 o'clock, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, like Omar al-Mukhtar, the great Mujahid, who fought the Libyans for 30 years. For 30 years he fought Afwan, fought the Italians. He was a Libyan. Libya was occupied by the Italians from 1911 to 1943. And when Mussolini, the fascist, he was actually Hitler's mentor. Did you know that? Mussolini was Hitler's mentor. He sent Rodolfo Graziani, the butcher of Cyrenaica, to basically wipe out the resistance. Wipe out the resistance. And to capture Omar al-Mukhtar, the leader of the resistance. And after 30 years, they managed to capture him, thinking that now they had won. And just before they were going to execute him, Rodolfo Graziani called Omar al-Mukhtar into his office and wanted to make a deal with him. He said, we'll give you a nice salary, we'll give you a nice cushy job, just get your people to surrender and give up their arms and you live nicely under the Roman Empire. That's one of the main reasons why they went back to Libya, because they said, you know, we have come back after 2,000 years. We came back and to find a land without people, for a people without land. The biggest lie. The biggest lie that's been told time and time and time and time again. So what did Omar al-Mukhtar? Did he take the check? Did he take the job? He's just, he knows that the gallows has already been set up outside. The gallows. To hang him. I'dam shankan. To hang him to death. And he is being offered a way out. Freedom. Money. Good life. What is his answer? His answer, rahimullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'ah. He said, نحن لا نستسلم. This is already a victory. We just don't perceive it yet. This is already a victory. He says, نحن لا نستسلم. We will never surrender. ننتصر أو نموت. We'll either have victory or we'll be killed. I'm not going to use the word die because we don't say that martyrs are dead. ولا تقولوا لما يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. Do not say of those who have been slain in the path of Allah that they are dead. Nay, they are alive, but you perceive it not. So he said, we will never surrender. We will either be victorious or we'll be martyred. ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, and whoever fights in the path of Allah, then either they are killed or they are victorious. And in both cases, وَفِي كُلِّ الْحَالَتَيْنِ, we will give them an immense reward. Can't lose. When you're fighting for truth, when you're fighting for justice, when you're fighting for the upliftment of the highest kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can never lose. You can never lose. So he said, نحن لا نستسلم, we'll never surrender. ننتصر أو نموت. We'll either be victorious or we will be martyred. وهذه ليست النهاية, and this is not the end. He said, سيكون عليكم أن تحاربوا الجيل القادم. والأجيال التي تليها. You are going to have to fight the next generation. Jamaat al-Muslimin, have you seen the next generation that's going to come out of Gaza? Allah, I didn't have to tell you. Just go see for yourself. Go listen for yourself. The next generation. And you can even imagine what generations are going to come after them. It says, you're going to have to fight those generations. Amma ana, as for me, فَإِنَّ عُمْرِي سَيَكُونُ أَطْوَلُ مِنْ عُمْرِ شَانِقِي. As for me, my life will be longer than the life of my hangman. What does that mean? My life, as for me, my life will be longer than the life of my hangman. But he was led out after that and he was hung. So he was killed. So what does he mean here? He means the example that he has set. Not wanting to take any credit for it, but this is the example set by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that this example is eternal. Up till this day, we still remember Omar al-Mukhtar. Nobody knows the name of his hangman. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, these are difficult times. These are difficult times. But they're also exciting times. Exciting in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now making manifest the true believers and He's gathering them. Gathering them in terms of aqidah, in terms of belief, in terms of steadfastness, in terms of standing up for the truth, and standing strong against the enemy. May Allah make us of them. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabb. And so, on this day of Jumu'ah, في ساعة الاستجابة إن شاء الله. Hopefully this is the hour of the acceptance of our du'as. We're going to make the du'a of Sheikh Muhammad Ratib al-Nablusi. I'll make it in Arabic and then I will translate it into English, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, nabina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma ya imad, Allahumma ya imad man la imad lah, wa ya rukn ma la man la rukn lah. يا مجير الضعفاء يا منقذ الهلكاء يا عظيم الرجاء يا عزيز يا جبار يا مقتدر اللهم إنا نشكو إليك ضعفنا وقلة حيلتنا اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله يا غياث يا غياث المستغيثين ويا أمان الخائفين أن تغيث أهل غزة اللهم أغث أهل غزة اللهم أغث أهل غزة اللهم اكشف عنهم الكرب اللهم عجل بالفرج اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وخذ ووحد كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا ودود يا ودود يا ذا العرش المجيد يا مبدئ يا معيد يا فعال لما يريد اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترحم أهل غزة اللهم مدهم بمددك اللهم ظللهم بالغمام اللهم وظللهم بملائكتك ورحمتك اللهم وظللهم بعفوك وعنايتك اللهم اشدد أزرهم واربط على قلوبهم اللهم أنزل عليهم اللهم أنزل عليهم دفءا وسلاما وأمنا وأمانا اللهم أنزل عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وأمن عليهم بنعمة الأمن والأمان والإيمان اللهم اجعل في قلوبهم نورا وفي سمعهم نورا ومن فوقهم نورا ومن تحتهم نورا وعن يمينهم نورا وعن شمالهم نورا يا الله يا الله يا الله يا قوي يا عزيز يا ناصر المستضعفين يا ولي المؤمنين نسألك برحمتك وعفوك وكرمك وجودك وإحسانك أن تتقبل شهداءهم وأن تشفي مرضاهم اللهم ارحم الأمهات الثكالى والزوجات الأرامل وشيوخ الركع والأطفال اليتامى من لهم إلا أنت ومن ناصرهم إلا أنت ومن رحيمهم إلا أنت ومن وكيلهم إلا أنت اللهم اضرب الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرج الكفار وعداء الدين من غزة مقهورين مدمرين مقتولين معدودين اللهم شتت شمل الظالمين وفرق جمعهم اللهم من أراد غزة التفريق والعداوة اللهم مزقهم كل ممزق اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا Oh Allah, O pillar of the one who has no pillar, O protector of the weak and savior of the perishing, O great hope, O Almighty, O Almighty, O Almighty, Ya Allah, we complain to you of our weakness and lack of resourcefulness. Oh Allah, we ask you, Oh Allah, give relief to those calling for help and safety to those who are afraid. Help the people of Gaza, Oh Allah. Help the people of Gaza. Oh Allah, help the people of Gaza. Oh Allah, remove their distress. Oh Allah, hasten their relief. Oh Allah, bring peace between their hearts and unite the word and unite the word to the truth of unite their word to the truth, O Lord of the worlds, O Allah, O possessor of majesty and honor, O ever living, O sustaining, O self-sustaining, O most generous, O most kind, O possessor of the glorious throne, O originator, O restorer, O all capable of what you want. Oh Allah, we ask you to have mercy on the people of Gaza. Oh Allah, grant them your support. Oh Allah, shade them with your clouds and shade them with your angels and your mercy. Oh Allah, shade them with your forgiveness and your compassion. Oh Allah, relieve their burdens and strengthen their hearts. Oh Allah, grant them warmth, peace, security and safety. Oh Allah, send patience to them. Make their feet firm and bestow upon them the blessings of safety, security and faith. Oh Allah, put light in their hearts, light in their hearing, light above them and light below them, and light on their right and light on their left. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Almighty, oh Most Kind, oh Supporter of the oppressed, oh Guardian of the believers, we ask you for your mercy and forgiveness, your generous presence and benevolence to accept our martyrs and heal their wounded. Oh Allah, have mercy on the bereaved mothers, the widowed wives, the kneeling elderly and the orphan children. Who is there to protect but you? Who is there to support but you? Who is merciful to them but you? And who is their representative but you? Oh Allah, strike the oppressors with your might. Expel them from Gaza, your enemy and the enemies of religion. Oh Allah, disperse the oppressors and divide them from uniting. Oh Allah, whoever wants division and hostility towards Gaza and Palestine, oh Allah, tear them all apart. Oh Allah, bring them to account in numbers, destroy their plots, and do not leave any of them behind. May Allah's blessing, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. O Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us remember the two main preconditions for the acceptance of our du'as: to stay away from haram and to keep enjoining the good and speak and keep enjoining the ud and forbidding the evil. We're going to have to stand strong, we're going to have to stand tall, and we're going to have to say it loud. Enough is enough. Kifaya, kifaya. Kwanele, kwanele. Genoeg is genoeg. This has gone on for too long now. And we hope that this is going to be a positive. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn the hearts. Inna quluba bani adam bayna usba'iyya min asabi ar-Rahman ka qalbin wahidin yusarrifuha kayfa yasha. Indeed, all of the hearts of mankind are between the two fingers of the Most Merciful. Like one heart, He turns that heart whichever way He wishes. So we make dua to Allah for a positive outcome, to put more pressure on the murderous, genocidal Zionist state of Israel to end this massacre, to end this genocide, and that, Ya Allah, that we witness the liberation of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, of the land of Palestine, of Jerusalem and Masjid Al-Aqsa in our lifetime. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. 2 o'clock it should be. It should be aired at 2 o'clock, inshaAllah ta'ala. InshaAllah, keep the Palestinian people in your du'as, in your salah, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله